sometime. Me and my eyes is growing black irises in the sunshine. With every version of me dead and buried in the yard outside. Looking up from a cigarette, and she's already left. I start digging up the yard for what's left of me in our little vignette. But whatever poor soul is coming next, she's gonna save me, call me baby, from her hands to my head. She'll know me crazy, soothe me daily, but yet she wouldn't care.
All right, you just heard Jackie and Wilson by Hozier. And if you haven't guessed, it's St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day. You are listening to Hot Tub Tapes. This is Julia on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And it's a lovely Wednesday in the studio. And I'm so, so excited to be here today because St. Patrick's Day is my favorite day of the year. I don't know why. It's kind of a weird thing, but ever since I was really young, it's always been my favorite holiday. Maybe because I have a kind of a weird obsession with the color green. Everything I own is green. I didn't mean it to be that way. It just kind of happened. And now my whole closet is green clothing. And I love leprechauns. And I just love the whole thing. And I love Irish music. So we're going to be playing exclusively Irish music today. And everyone I've said that to so far has groaned because they think that means some Irish jigs and some sea shanties. But no, we're going to play some good modern Irish music, and I think you'll be surprised at how many artists that we love today in this modern age are also Irish. So Hozier's Irish, as we all know. He's kind of the biggest sensation to come out of Ireland recently. I've seen him live twice, once with my parents, once with my friends to close out Outside Lands, and it was like the most magical experience both times. And he does this. He did an incredible tour a couple years ago where he only performed in churches, and there's so much good YouTube footage from those tours, and the acoustics are beautiful. The whole thing's amazing, so definitely go check that out on YouTube. And next up, we've got another huge Irish band that I was a big fan of growing up. My family loves this band, and you'll know it. You'll know it when you hear it. Let's get back into it. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You say, one love, one need, and I, one love.
leave a bad taste in your mouth. You act like you never had love, and you want me to go without. Well, it's too late tonight to drag the past out into the light. We're one, but we're not the same. We get to
yeah.
All right, you just heard Call That in the Dark by Snow Patrol, another one of my favorite Irish bands. And they're Irish, which was kind of a surprise to me. I was Googling all the different Irish artists, and Snow Patrol came up, and so did The Script. And they're kind of weirdly similar, but I couldn't play more than one, like, kind of early 2000s pop type thing. They're kind of like The Fray, you know, they're kind of all in that area. But I love this song. I love to run to this song. It's just a banger. It's so good. And before that, I played one by U2 with Mary J. Blige, who is not Irish, but U2 is. And growing up, we would have this one U2 tour DVD, and I would literally make my parents play it every single night. And my brother and I would like jump on the couches screaming to this and all of the other U2 hits. And in their tour videos, and every tour they do this, Bono, the lead singer who wears the funky glasses, and The Edge, the lead guitar player, they always like put their foreheads together and have like this moment in every concert. And my brother and I would always do that, and it was so fun. And I love U2. I don't care what people say about them. I know at Tufts I've got one U2 fan. I've got Tommy, but I totally grew up with them, and they're that like core memory band for me. And I love that song. I was rocking out in the studio to that. Next up, we've got a couple of newer tracks. One, a hip hop track, which I think is surprising because we don't think of hip hop as coming from Ireland. So I'll let that track speak for itself, and we'll get back into it.
Probably, probably, tripping on Molly.
Took a little bit of acid.
Mama, sorry.
Why my uncle still scratching?
Real scrawny.
With the hand me down.
Oh, he love me. Cause I love you, wish he never hit it. Now I'm on a trip, all warm and I'm swimming. Trippy gone acid, shoot my gun backwards. Abracadabra.
I feel like we on acid when we kiss. All those colors on your lips. Oh, so trippy.
On your lips, got me sprung and got me. I feel like we in Paris off the shits. With those words I reminisce, got me sprung and got me. Yeah, yeah.
Speak until the dust settles in the same specific place. I'd refuse to go. drink it from a cast and iron blade instead of cold milk. Suffered unright instead of silence, considered craving, and nothing may seem hidden where the aged soil was pure, pressed against the crease. Mountains become fragrant at the source, so can you stand? How they can go. I read it somewhere that they would lie still. And I remember how cloth hung, flexing with the forest glow. Half wasting high raised arm, kicking at the slightest foam.
Okay, that was just Cavalier by James Vincent McMorrow, and he is just one of those artists that will, like, always, always be in my heart ever since his first album came out in 2011, Early in the Morning. There's a track off that called, oh my goodness, We Don't Eat? Yes, We Don't Eat, which was my dad and I's, like, favorite song back in the day. It's so good. And this song, Cavalier, was off of Post Tropical, which came out in 2013. Then he had a 2016 album, which is flawless, and a 2017 album, True Care, which is flawless again. And he's just such a unique voice. And this happens a lot with, like, my favorite folk artists that start off, like, really acoustic, and then they get more electronic and it gets bad. Like, I'm thinking of Ben Howard, who broke my heart, Ray LaMontagne, who broke my heart. But James Vincent McMorrow is one of those artists who kind of evolved, but in such a special and incredible way. And I love all of his music. He'll always be in my heart. This is probably one of my top 100 songs. And before that, you heard Acid Trip by Reggie Snow, who's a hip-hop artist from Ireland. My boyfriend George showed me this song. I love it. And I was very excited to find out he was Irish, which was pretty cool. And we'll keep moving right along. Next up, we've got kind of a female section. You'll see what I mean. And I think we know who we're thinking of when we think of Irish female musicians. And we're going to start it with some Sinead O'Connor.
Should I be all apologies? What else should I say? Everyone is gay. What else could I write? I don't have the right. What else should I be? All apologies. In the sun, in the sun. All in all is all we are.
broken glass that never seems to cut the skin. But 7 years of bad luck, maybe that you're kicking in, maybe that you're kicking in. And you were too scared.
Okay, we're back, and we started off that awesome female set with All Apologies by Sinead O'Connor, one of the most iconic queer rock singers from the 90s, and I took a queer pop class a couple semesters ago at Towson. We talked a lot about Sinead O'Connor and all of my other 90s ladies, my Alanis Morissette, my Kate Bush, my Annie Lennox, Susan Vega. Ugh, love 90s female queer rock, so amazing. And Sinead O'Connor is especially iconic. She's got that shaved head, that really unique look, and this is a great song from her, also Irish. And then I play Linger by the Cranberries, which I feel like just everyone has heard that song in the background. Like, it's in, I feel like it's playing at every single indie, like, coffee shop ever when you walk in the door, and it just is one of those songs you play at functions but no one really pays attention to, and it's such a good song and I love it, and they're also Irish. And then we closed out that set with Don't Talk About It by Sorcha Richardson, who's a new indie Irish artist, and this is off her first album in 2019, I want to say, but you can definitely hear those influences of the early 90s rock in there, and I think she's gonna go places, so watch out for Sorcha. And we're gonna read a PSA. And then we're going to get back into it. And this one is one of my favorites. I'm bringing her back out. It's about ladder safety. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. Very clever, as always. Thank you to my PSAs. Next up, we have got a busker session. And this is one of my favorite parts of the show. So I'm very excited. My dad said, if I don't play Van Morrison, we'll have a conversation. So here's the highly requested Van Morrison, followed by some other fun stuff. Let's get back into it.
Yeah, they'll stay with me until the end. Gypsy Robin and Sweet Amber Rose tell me everything Switch on your electric light, that we can get down to what is really wrong. I long just to hold you tight, so I can feel you, sweet lady of the night. I shall. Turn up
she lives with an orange tree. The girl that does yoga, she picks the dead ones from the ground when we come over. And she gives, I get, without giving anything to me. Like a morning sun, like a morning, like a morning sun, good, good morning sun. The girl that does yoga when we come over. Girl that does yoga. Well, he lives in a little house on the side of a little hill. Picks the litter from the ground. Little, little brother spills. He gives, I get, without giving anything to me. And the dogs, they run. And the dogs, they. And the dogs, they run. And the good, good morning sun. Sight of a little hair. Little, little brother spare. Sight of a little hair. Oh, and she's all. An orange tree and a girl that does yoga. Got a wolf to keep her warm when he comes over. She gives, he gets, without giving anything to see. And the day ends, and the day, and the day ends, and there's no need for me. The girl that does yoga. When we come over.
Sometimes I think I lost my guts too. And I wish that God would send me a word. Send me something I'm afraid to do. Lying in the heat of the night, like prisoners all our lives. Well, I get shivers down my spine, and all I wanna do is hold you tight. Baby, 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 I swear I'd drive all night again just to buy you some shoes and to taste your tender charm.
tonight again in your arms. Oh yeah, oh fallen angels, and they're waiting for us down in the street. And tonight, there's calling strangers, hear them crying in the field. Let them go, let them go, let them go. Go do the dances of the dead. Let them go right ahead, girl, and dry your eyes. And come on, come on, come on, come on, let's go to bed. Taste your tender charm. And I just wanna sleep tonight again in your arms. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
All right. Oh my goodness, I have so much to say about the music I just played, but before I do, I just want to give a quick shout out to both my brother and my mom who are listening right now, and I'm so happy they're tuning in, and I love them very, very much, and I miss them both. So hi, Mom. Hi, Lucas. Thank you for listening. All right, so you just heard Drive All Night by Glenn Hansard with Eddie Vedder, and oh my goodness, I just have so much to say about this song and about this as a whole. I don't even know where to start here. So Eddie Vedder's, of course, from Pearl Jam. He's not Irish. He's not the focus of this. This is Glenn Hansard. He is Irish. And Glenn Hansard is best known, apart from being a musician, from starring in the movie Once, which is directed by John Carney, an Irish director. And in the movie Once, which is one of my favorite movies of all time, it features a busker who is a Irish street, not an Irish, just a street musician who kind of gets their start singing on the streets. And that's how they develop their fan base. And it's one of my favorite movies of all time. I love, love, love busker music. And I got the chance to see this movie performed as a play. I cried the whole way through. John Carney also directed another great Irish music movie called Sing Street, which is literally probably my favorite movie of all time. And I don't like to admit that to other people, but it might be my favorite movie. And it's the best soundtrack ever. One day I'll play part of the soundtrack on here, but I'm a sucker for John Carney, I'm a sucker for music movies, and I'm a sucker for Irish music. And all together, it's just like the biggest trifecta ever. John Carney also directed the TV production of Modern Love, which is a New York Times column, and I just have so much to say about that whole world. So go check out Once, go check out Sing Street, go check out Modern Love. Check out Glenn Hansard, and it's really amazing, too, because his lead in the movie, the female love interest, they were together for a really long time, and they're both musicians in their own right. So this is a Glenn Hansard song that's not part of the movie, but he does it with Eddie Vedder, which is so cool, because I love Eddie Vedder. And Eddie Vedder also does the soundtrack for Into the Wild, which is one of my other favorite movies, and it's a documentary based on a book by John Cracker, which is one of my favorite authors. So there's a lot going on in there. And he's a perfect representation of what a busker is. And before that, I played Dogs by Damien Rice, who also got his start as an Irish busker on the street scene. And I love Damien Rice. He's not come out with a new music in a long time, and I have a feeling that he is donezo. But maybe he'll surprise us. Maybe we'll get some new stuff from him. And then I started off that set with Caravan by Van Morrison. Love Van Morrison. That's off my favorite Van Morrison album, Moondance. Might be my favorite Van Morrison song. Who knows? But I just love buskers. And my dad and I have talked about for years that if we could have any music festival, if we could design the dream music festival, it would be Busker Fest. And we would have all of our favorite buskers, not just Irish buskers, but I don't know if you knew, Ed Sheeran started as a busker, Tracy Chapman, who went to Tufts. Lots and lots of buskers. So I have huge respect for people who do that and get their start that way. But it's kind of closing out my time on the airwaves today. I'm going to try to squeeze in two more songs. But in case I don't get back on and say goodbye, thank you for tuning in today on my favorite day of all days, St. Patrick's Day. This is probably the most fun show I've ever gotten to do. I love St. Patrick's Day and I love Irish music, and I hope that one of these songs has made you go, oh, there is a good catalog of Irish music out there, and that maybe you listen to one of these, you know, on your own. So you've been listening to Hot Tub Tapes. This is Julia. This is WMFO 91.5 FM, and I'll be back here next week with my trainee, Kate. So that'll be really, really fun. And to close out, we've got Girlfriends by the Academic and Changing of the Seasons by Two Door Cinema Club, two Irish, more modern indie bands. So I hope you enjoy.
She says it hurts, but she's okay. And can she stay with me anyway? You know I don't mind if we stay out past your time. We'll drink another bottle of my mama's wine. She says it's 'cause I'm funny and I laugh. She says she needs some money to run away and live a life like a renegade. She's tired of this town and this little parade. She's my girlfriend. She's my girlfriend.
on the news about that 5-year-old who found his uncle's gun. The kid didn't know it was loaded.
I heard on the news about that 14-year-old girl who was bullied online. For like a year, she couldn't take it anymore, so she got her dad's gun from his nightstand.
I heard on the news about that guy who broke into someone's house, stole a gun from the hall closet.
He accidentally shot his cousin in the head.
She killed herself.
And later, killed the owner of the store he was trying to rob.
If you own a gun,